come to save the day.
Welcome to Mighty House. This is a radio show for people with problems. Home improvement problems, that is. Send an email now to robbie@mightyhouse.net or call into the show at 877-711-5611. From foundation leaks to roof repairs, the Mighty House team is on the job. You're listening to Mighty House.
I'm Ron Calgill. The Mighty House team is back. Join us on Facebook Live right now, brought to you in part by First Northern Credit Union. First Northern Credit Union is the only community credit union in Evanston. Visit them at fncu.org to learn more about the benefits of a credit union membership in your community. We're broadcasting worldwide and live at mightyhouse.net, tunein.com. We're also on the Gab Radio Network. Just look for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. Podcasts and previous shows available at mightyhouse.net, Stitcher, iTunes, SoundCloud, and on homeimprovementusa.com. Find links to all of them at mightyhouse.net. Video clips of the show are available at mightyhouse.net and on our Mighty House YouTube channel. And you can follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. And our Twitter handle is at Mighty House. And if you give us a call on the Mr. Floor helpline, it's 877-711-5611. You'll have a chance to win your choice of Mr. Floor cleaning products. They're all non-toxic and environmentally safe. And you can learn more at MrFloor.com. All right, there we go. Robbie Robbie is off today, and Mimi was kind enough to sit in for her today. And there were some new things I saw coming up through NARI. Even though I haven't been at the meetings, I do kind of pay attention to your newsletters, Mimi. I do.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Better than some are like, I didn't know that.
So I know where the meeting is. I just I can't make it.
I hear you. It's busy.
That's just... There's this labor shortage thing, you know, and it's like, yeah, and I can find people to work, but they don't know anything, you know,
right.
So it's
can't get them to work well.
Well, there's this gap of like 8 to 10 years from when the crash started until it started coming back. There's this 10-year gap where kids that were coming out of high school, there were no construction jobs for them to go to.
Right.
If they weren't going to school, or if they did go to school and they were coming out of school, those jobs weren't there. So there's a skills gap. So you can hire somebody in their 50s and 60s, or you can hire somebody in their 20s and start training them now. Right. But there's nobody that's 35.
There's nobody really in their, nobody 30, 25, 35 that knows what they're doing.
Right. Yeah. So
we all went to college.
Yeah, exactly. So now, but even those coming out of college that can't find a job, or, you know, we've got a lot of college-educated people that work for us. Mm-hmm. They've got degrees, but they enjoy doing this work. So they're in the field. So there's just this gap. So now I'm out there trying to cover, and I spend most of my days out in the field now. And then that I sit in the office at night and try and catch up on stuff.
We do it at the same level, but we go out to the job. I explain everything to the guys. They all go, yes, yes, yes.
And then they do what they want anyway.
I come back the next day and it's all wrong, wrong, wrong. And I'm like, but you said yes, yes, yes. I go, yeah, me no speaking to English.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Right. So
it's brutal.
So that's why I haven't been at the meetings, but I do follow.
I like that you felt you had to give me like a 5-minute explanation as to why you weren't coming.
Well, there's a guilt thing here, you know, because how many years have I been doing this?
You want to know the truth, Mimi? It's because you don't do it at Stephen's Steakhouse anymore.
If you had the meetings at Stephen's, I would make sure to be there. Yeah.
If we had the meetings at Stephen's, you'd be sitting in a parking lot right now, I think.
That's it,
like
waiting.
An abandoned building.
Yeah.
I know. I heard they closed, yeah.
Yeah. It's been a while.
So explain what NARI is, and if someone's a contractor or a homeowner, what they can do.
Okay, well, if you're a contractor, you should apply to be a NARI member. What we do on the contractor side is provide all sorts of education, and it's not just skills education. We do that too, you know, how to properly flash a window, just a little reminder, because everyone does them all the time and maybe gets a little...
Incorrectly.
Yeah, gets a little lazy.
Most people don't do them right.
Right, right. So we do the skills side, but we also do... educate on how to run your business, social media marketing, legal issues that are coming up. We have a great attorney, Jim Ziegler, who scares the heck out of all of us on a regular basis on laws coming up down the line. But it's things that contractors need to know to keep their businesses functioning
right.
throughout the years.
Right.
So that's the contractor side of it. The homeowner side of it is we provide a ton of resources, number one, just on how to plan your project, what to expect. I think that's a lot of people don't know what to expect or mm-hmm. aren't clear right. on that. And then we all, you know, in the end, we give you a list of reliable, ethical contractors who've been checked out before they come to be a member, who have to maintain.
And us too.
Yeah.
So any contractor can just give you $50 and they're in, right?
No.
Well, no.
And I always tell homeowners to ask that if someone says I'm a member of such and such, I tell the homeowners to ask what that means. For NARI, it does not mean
that I paid my $50.
That you paid your dues.
Uh-huh.
It means that you completed an application. You've been in business at least a year, since most businesses, will, if they fail, they'll fail within the first year, or a higher percentage will
right.
fail. We ask for the principal officers of the company, and we also do a background check on them in terms of litigation that's been against them, which is kind of the red flag in the construction industry, you know, mm-hmm. who's been suing this company.
Right.
So that all happens before they become a member. And then while they're a member, we do have a complaint process, which luckily we knock on, there's no wood in here, but knock on wood. We don't
right
have to use it.
She's
okay.
Ron's head.
Yeah.
We don't have to use it very often. But if they violate our code of ethics, you know, we have taken memberships away from people because they don't follow it. So,
right. And don't you do an insurance check too? Make sure
yes.
they've got insurance.
Yes.
So you're checking to make sure they've got all the proper insurance, that they've got all the licensing.
Yep.
If they claim to be a licensed electrician in the city of Chicago, you're verifying that they actually are,
mm-hmm.
or if they're a roofing contractor, they've got their state license.
Right.
Stuff
right.
like that.
Yeah.
So you're doing the background checks on all that stuff.
Right.
You
so
can't
just so,
go ahead, Rich.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, you just can't drop your $50 and,
no, not
and,
at all.
And be a member.
Not at all. Sometimes people get upset with that, and I often find those are the contractors that have some
issues
in the closet. So.
Well, there are so right. many online referral companies.
Yeah.
That's you don't even have to pay anymore. You just tell them, yeah, I want to be on it, and they'll start feeding you stuff, and they charge you for the lead.
Right.
You know, so
That's worrisome, too, when
yeah.
you
mm-hmm.
start going through those services. I mean, it was bad enough when you actually had to pay to get listed.
Mm-hmm.
But and then once somebody, like, was it Angie's List, where they one of your clients actually has to put you up?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever. But once you're on there, then they start dogging you, give us money, and you move up the list. And,
right.
I mean, I just don't trust any of that stuff. You know, referrals are always the best way to go, and then always doing your own due diligence.
Right.
BBB.org and so on. I mean, you always check every company.
Right. Mm-hmm. So, but NARI, N-A-R-I Chicago.org, that's the local mm-hmm. one here in Chicago, but NARI.org also for national.
Right.
National.
Mm-hmm.
All over the country.
Correct.
Do you know how many different chapters there are?
I believe there are 50 chapters.
Oh, really?
Across the country, yeah.
Wow.
We're covered in basically the major metropolitan areas in the mm-hmm. the country, and the most of the chapters do similar. You have to ask, each chapter is different, but I get together with the execs at least once a year in of those other chapters, and we all do the same thing, and we all say we don't
complain about the members.
We.
These guys need so much maintenance. Oh, my God.
How many kids can I have?
50 executive directors in the same room.
Right. Oh,
yeah, that's
yeah.
got to be sunshine and
yeah, exactly.
Hey,
rainbows.
We actually are really productive. And when I go to these meetings and I listen to what some of the other groups are going through,
yeah.
I'm like, oh, thank goodness I got my.
See, that's good. So then you go there and it makes you feel better about being in the Chicago
feel better
chapter.
About, yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
Okay.
So in a couple months, in July, I'm going to
yeah.
sit down. We go through training, too. We go through a 1.5 day, 1.75 day training every year. And then we have 2 other meetings a year. Plus now I'm on a couple other task forces. So
uh-huh.
Nice.
We don't just, you know, take the money from the chapters. We educate ourselves, too, and work together across the country. So
right. And then there's a lot of other benefits for the contractors too. There's special deals and stuff.
We have a couple things. There's a new insurance program,
mm-hmm.
and you can excuse me, you can keep your own broker.
Right.
And work through them. Sometimes the prices are better, sometimes they're not. It's, you know, it just depends on the company. We have all sorts of, there's a, I have to look it up what the name was, but it's SCORE.
Right.
It's a mentorship thing. It's free for NARI members, for contractors to hook up with other local business owners and mentor their businesses. So yeah, there's a lot of that type of thing.
And then there's,
we will
monthly
deluge
meetings.
You with info.
And there, yeah, there's monthly meetings to go
right.
to.
Monthly meetings.
And that's where all the contractors show up and, you know, say.
Or don't show up. As in your case.
Some, yeah. And they, but then they'll say, hey, I've got this problem. And then it'll go, oh, yeah, I had that problem too. Here's how I fixed it.
Yep, exactly.
So you get a lot of those issues too. So I want to get into a little bit about the accreditation stuff next. So
okay.
We'll be back right after this.
Mighty House. Mighty House will return.
You see this hammer in my hand?
Yeah, I'm going to find that stud finder. What does it look like?
And a level.
What is a level?
Don't you know what a level is?
Yeah, it's something you advance to in a video game.
It's Mighty House. Call Mighty House now at 847-475-1590 and get all your answers from the experts.
This is Mighty House.
We're broadcasting worldwide and live, MightyHouse.net, TuneIn.com. We're also on the Gab Radio Network. Just look for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. Podcasts and preview shows available at MightyHouse.net, Stitcher, iTunes, SoundCloud, and on HomeImprovementUSA.com. Find links to all of them at MightyHouse.net. You can follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show, and our Twitter handle is at Mighty House. And you can give us a call on the Mr. Floor helpline. It's 877-711-5611. You'll have a chance to win your choice of Mr. Floor cleaning products. They're all non-toxic and environmentally safe. And you can learn more at MrFloor.com. And one more thing. We are the official radio sponsor of this year's Custer Fair. That's going to be in Evanston. I think that's the 16th or 17th of June, something like that. And
it'll be both days.
The entire station will be out there. Yeah, it is both days. Broadcasting live both days. And it's brought to you by FNCU and the Firehouse. I don't know. Have you eaten at the Firehouse?
No.
Oh, there's some good eating right there. Yeah. And so as soon as we get done with the show, we can head over to the Firehouse.
Ooh.
Yeah. And you can stop by our booth, and then they're going to have a bunch of prizes to give away, too. So a lot of fun stuff going
nice.
On there. So, yes. And if somebody wanted to sign up for the newsletter there, Rich, how can they do that?
Go to MightyHouse.net, click on the contact page, and just put in your first, last name, your email address, click on submit, boom, done.
Boom, done, just like that. Excellent.
Yes, simple. Okay, simple.
Okay, so Mimi stopped in. She's sitting in for Robbie today.
Robbie.
And
to keep the testosterone levels in check.
Yes, exactly.
Cause it's a tough job.
The last time we had Ian in here, Trixie had a fit. She was way too much testosterone. She's like, you can't ever
well,
do that again.
We just get into weeds.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We had a blast. We had fun.
Oh, I'm sure you did.
But, no, she said, I can't ever do that again. So that's the way it goes. So, anyway, with NARI, we were talking about contractor stuff, what benefits there are, what benefits for the homeowner. One other thing with the contractor side is certifications.
Right.
And kind of go through, there's like a couple, three or four different certifications people can get.
Right? You should do the like, this disclaimer thing that, you know.
What's that?
You and I, both NARI members and
yeah. Oh, yeah.
presidents. So it's, but, you know. And Mimi's the executive director of NARI of Greater Chicagoland and yes. does a great job with the association.
Yes.
Thank you. Yeah, certifications put a lot of letters after everybody's names who go through them. But what it is it's that it's an individual recognition that you have gone through classes, you have passed a test. It's a higher skill level business-wise and skill on the job skills. And so if you see a bunch of letters after someone's name, ask them what they mean. So you have, wait, let me think, MCR.
Yeah.
GCP?
Ron's got bunches.
Uh-huh.
UDCP?
Yep.
I'm missing one. CKBR?
Yep.
Is that it?
Yep.
Look at that.
See? Look at it. She's smart.
The only one with more is Don Van Cura, I think.
Yeah.
And Tony.
And
Tony.
Pastor T.
Oh, Tony. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pastor T.
They both have the same amount, I think, between the two of them.
Because they've got them all.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't have them all.
So, yeah. So, when it's not just contractors don't just put that on their email signature and stuff just for the heck of it. Mm-hmm. It means something. And then once they receive the certification, they have to go through, or they have to take continuing education every year in order to renew. So mm-hmm. It means something. It means someone knows what they're talking about. Like, if you just want to break it down to the basic level.
Yeah. And it's not just again we somebody just paid some money and sat through a class. Well, it's they're 12 weeks long.
There's some of them are 4, some of them are 8, and some of them are 12 depending on the level. Mm-hmm. And 3 hours a week mm-hmm. in class, and then studying and that sort of thing. So
Ron and I took the CR exam, it was 680 questions. It mm-hmm. was literally an 8-hour exam.
Yes.
Yes.
I mean, it was crazy. You know,
I remember
and that's
those
why
days.
Anybody that's a certified remodeler through NARI has we all have a respect for them. You know mm-hmm, what I mean?
Yeah.
It's a different level of respect because we know what it took to go through that. And the same with our green certifications. That was, 450 questions? That was a 5-hour mm-hmm. test or something like that.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's the same thing. You know what you're talking about. It's not like we paid $100 and here you go.
Right.
It was the real deal.
Yeah, and, you know, the continuing education part's also very good because it mm-hmm. keeps you in touch with the current things that are going on in the industry.
Right.
And, you know, those contractors then that have all those certifications are staying up with the latest things that are going on.
Exactly, and they know about the $13,000 shower valve thing that you can program for your phone if you want. But and they know how to install it properly as
I guess. You know, and I think
hopefully.
The cool thing about that, they go over some of the skill stuff. But the part I think where most contractors lack experience is in business.
Absolutely.
You know, everybody goes out, they get the job, they work for somebody for 5, 10 years, 15 years, and they look at their boss and go, I could do that. I mean, how hard is that? He just sits there at his desk and he just writes stuff and he goes
collects
out and
the money.
He collects the money. How hard is that?
Right.
You know, well, I thought that too, but now I realize that's not truly the case. There's a lot more involved at sitting at that goofy desk all day long.
Right.
So,
yep.
And I think that's where NARI really picks up the ball more than anything else and educates these business owners on how to properly run their business, what they need to be doing financially to keep things together, marketing-wise, and all that stuff I didn't know. I mean, I knew how to drive a nail, but I didn't mm-hmm. know how to run a business.
Yeah.
So. No, but that's why I always said it was like probably the best thing to ever learn was your annual business plan where you can set all of your budgets and expectations. And it's amazing how the business just sort of runs itself in a way then. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? Because everything is kind of predetermined or expected.
Right.
It doesn't mean you can't have a better year. It doesn't mean you can't have a worse year. But you have a path.
Right.
You know, how many guys just go, I have money in the checkbook. I'm still in business.
Yep.
The bills are sort of paid.
But you haven't paid taxes in 6 months. You know, you're all behind the eight ball on all that stuff.
And yep.
Between that and QuickBooks, it's definitely gotten a lot easier.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So
and you know, to what does that mean to the homeowner? That means that business is going to be around. They're not going to take your money and run. You know, if there's something that needs to be fixed 2 or 3 years down the line, they're going to be around to come back out and fix it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what that means to the homeowner.
Yep. Yep. No, we just went back and fixed a gutter that we had. We did a built-in gutter, and the guys forgot to seal and rivet the downspout through it. So it leaked.
Yeah.
Soffit rotted out underneath it. We went back and fixed it. You know, I mean,
that's your sonar. That's later. Your clue. Right. That's your cue for Flex Seal.
Yeah. Oh, no. He's sonar. Chatting. He's not paying attention to us today. He's chatting to somebody else in there.
I mean, he likes the Flex Seal thing.
Oh,
and
yeah.
If there was ever a time
he could have had it.
It was right there.
He was testing it earlier.
Oh, no, he was.
Yeah.
But he's chatting now.
We're talking about him. He's just,
He's not even paying attention.
Yeah, when I closed my company down up there, I mean, I kept all my contacts and email addresses, you know, for any clients, especially mm-hmm. the ones I had finished in the last 2 years prior to moving.
Right.
And I still stay in touch with almost all of my clients, either on Facebook or an occasional email. And it's a good feeling, you know, when you've done a great job for people for a long period of time and you don't have to hide, you know, it's like,
yep.
And I mean, you know what I used to do. I just put houses on houses. It was all big stuff. So
mm-hmm.
it's great when you never have a callback. I think I have one in 10 years, you know.
Yeah, I mean, it happens.
It's crazy.
You got to take care of it.
Yeah. I got a call a couple weeks ago from a homeowner. It was regarding a non-NARI member, so I couldn't directly help them like I could if they were a NARI member, mm-hmm. but I pointed them to a lot of resources. But this contractor came in, and I'm not a contractor. I run a nonprofit organization. I looked at this thing and said,
no, that's not good.
And if the tile was installed really badly, then I'm sitting there thinking, what's behind the wall that's not installed correctly either?
Yep.
But, you know, things like hiring a NARI member for the consumer means that you can call me, and if it's a small, not a small thing, but if it is something small, I'll call the contractor. I'll say, hey, get on this. Mrs. Smith has been trying to get a hold of you. Luckily, like I said, we don't use it very often.
Right.
But if there is a larger issue for whatever reason down the line, we actually step in and
help resolve it.
I would say 95% of the time we resolve it for the homeowner, to where, like, if there's a bad window install, they have all new windows by the end of it. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
It gets taken care of. So it's rare. It's extremely rare to even have those issues pop up. So
I've been here since 2001. I think we've had it four times,
mm-hmm.
five times, maybe.
Yep.
And in a world of contractors who are supposedly the worst, or, you know, second to car salesmen, I think that shows you what NARI members means in 17 years.
Right.
But I think part of that is because the city of Chicago, I mean, you think about city and the outlying suburbs, how many contractors there are, and yet NARI of Greater Chicagoland has just, I don't know what the current membership, little more than 300 contractor and vendor members?
No, we're like at 160.
Okay.
So in a sense, that's a sad.
Yeah.
No, I know. In a sense, that's a sad number, because with the number of companies out there, you would think the membership would be much higher because the benefits are really good. But on the other hand, like Ron says, the benefit to having smaller numbers is you're really getting the best of the best, and that's why you don't have issues.
Right.
It's
you know, we don't need a whole bunch of people running around with the NARI logo doing bad things.
Right. I like the fact that it's a small
good
group.
Companies.
Yeah.
I
mean,
that just says that, you know, here's the elite group of contractors in Chicagoland. That's what it says to me. So.
Right. And for the homeowners, they're not going to be the cheapest.
Right.
But like Rich said before, when he was talking about allowances, the NARI members will know what to put in, and your estimate's going to be closer, most likely going to be closer to the final cost than Chuck in a truck who came in and he's only, you know, 10 grand where the NARI member is
30.
50 or, you know, 40 or 30, whatever. There's definitely a difference there.
Right. And another unique program is that NARI has, the local chapter here, is NARI to the Rescue.
Yes.
And so that's where contractors will get together and come out and help someone out for a day. So that's another program that's going on. And then there's also, with about a minute left, there's, what's this new accreditation, company accreditation?
Yeah, it's a new program. We don't have any companies yet in Chicago who are accredited, because it was rolled out actually last year, but it's kind of widely now, where they look at a company and they look at all their business practices, their employment practices, their education and training practices, and then accredit.
Sure.
There we go.
Accredit them.
They accredit the company, and then every 5 years, I think, you have to go through it again.
Cool. All right. We'll be back right after this.
This is Mighty House.
Mighty House will return.
See, I work construction. I build things. I don't know if y'all realize the pressure a man like me's got on.
This is Mighty House.
Join us on Facebook Live right now, brought to you in part by First Northern Credit Union. First Northern Credit Union is the only community credit union in Evanston. Visit them at fncu.org to learn more about the benefits of a credit union membership in your community. We're broadcasting worldwide and live, MightyHouse.net, TuneIn.com. We're also on the Gab Radio Network. Just look for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. Podcasts and preview shows available at MightyHouse.net, Stitcher, iTunes, SoundCloud, and on HomeImprovementUSA.com. Find links to all of them at MightyHouse.net. You can follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show, and our Twitter handle is at Mighty House. And if you give us a call on the Mr. Floor helpline, it's 877-711-5611. And you'll have a chance to win your choice of Mr. Floor cleaning products. They're all non-toxic and environmentally safe. And you can learn more at MrFloor.com. All right. One last thing, the Small Business Advocacy Council. The SBAC is a nonpartisan, member-driven organization that promotes the success of small business through political advocacy, networking, support services, and educational programs. The SBAC is dedicated to improving economic conditions for small to mid-sized businesses and being a voice for small business. For more information and to make a donation, you can check them out at sbacil.org. That's sbacil.org. All right. I think I've wrapped all that up. And
nice.
We're good to go. So, Rich was started getting into some tiny home stuff. I was going to try and do some construction myths. So who wins? Are we flipping a coin on this, Rich? Or are we going to do just
tiny home? Whichever way you'd like. It's your name over the door.
What's that?
Odd or even.
Odd or even?
Yeah, you both throw
up. Oh, he's odd.
High five me on that one, Rich.
There you go. you both throw up fingers.
Yeah.
And then if they're odd, then
oh, you're going to do rock.
If they're even,
we can do rock, then, paper, scissors.
Rock.
There you go. Rock, paper, scissors. Let's go. I'll count. Ready? Stand up. Here we go.
Ready?
Ready? Rock, paper, scissors.
There's too much of a delay.
Oh, both paper.
Paper.
Both hanging paper.
All right. So now we got to do what?
Now you got to go again.
Oh, we go
again. You ready? Somebody's got to win this.
Go ahead.
Rock. Paper,
scissors.
You do this. You do the same.
Oh,
scissors cut paper.
Cuts paper. There you go.
All right, there we go.
Thrilling radio.
That is hard with the delay, isn't it?
Yes, I was trying to watch you and.
Well, this is easy. See how it, like, because it blurs, you can't tell what it is.
Right. Yeah.
All right. So no, just at the end of the break there, and we'll go back to your talking points as well, sir. But. Because we have the guest coming on in the next hour about tiny homes and his big thing in Tennessee. But it amazes me that the tiny homes are expensive.
I think so, too.
Expensive?
So like Mimi says, you know, on his site, he has one. It's called the Movie Star, one of his models. It's 208 square feet. Base price, $44,900. That's $216 a square foot. So if you're building a 1,000 square foot house, that's... At $200 a foot, you can build a pretty decent house. Even here, that'll meet code. No, I mean, with our hurricane regulations and doing block and all that, it's not easy to get the price down to $150 or whatever. The Highland model is about $270 a square foot. Well, so then this one here, this was that one I was telling you about in Texas.
Yeah,
you know, the tiny home subdivision around the organic farm.
Right.
They have a 250 square foot model that starts at $70,000.
Wow.
So that's $279 a square foot. Then they have one that's the monster of all of them. It's 399 square feet. $140,000. So it's $350 a square foot.
Really?
I build McMansions for $350 a square foot. I mean, that's just crazy money for a box on wheels.
But is the one in Texas on wheels, though? Or is that a fixed foundation?
Actually, it does not. It doesn't specify that they are on foundations or wheels. But the picture that they show of this one, and I don't know if it's the expensive one. It's very nice looking. I don't know. Can you? I'll try and get that in there.
Oh wow!
So oh, it's, yeah, yeah. You know, kind of, you know, and it's like a little timber frame. So it's not your typical doghouse.
Yeah.
Yeah. But then on top of that, it's $600 a month for the land lease.
$600 a month.
Yeah.
Holy
smokes. At the
place smokes.
In Texas. So seriously, you might pay the thing off, but $600 a month is still
steep.
I think so.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I mean, I'd assume that covers, they don't have snow plowing in Texas, but cutting your grass.
No.
Tumbleweed plowing.
Sewer.
Yeah.
It could be cable because, like we said, everybody right now is negotiating with cable companies for access to a subdivision. So they negotiate the rate and everybody has CenturyLink or everybody has... crap cast and you know so
it's all if that's all included in the $600 a month, maybe that helps, and maybe the gardener's included with that $600 a month too to take care of the garden,
right?
So I mean, you know, I guess you have to see what that $600 gets you. So
yes,
and you know, they could put up a solar array and that could also include your electricity too. So you know, there's a lot to that, I guess. But
Well, like, and the guy that's coming on, he has a solar division, so they solar. Yeah, and you can talk. We'll talk to him about that as well. But he does offer solar panels for his tiny homes. Again, not cheap, but it's relative. I mean, you know, I don't know what it is a kilowatt hour. You can ask him that. I don't know what the current price is. You would know better.
Yeah,
because that's what you do. But it's pretty interesting. So, did you know that tiny houses? Almost 70% of tiny homes are owned outright, no mortgage.
That would make sense.
Average cost if built by the owner is $23,000. The average cost of a standard house is $272,000. So two out of five tiny home owners are over 50.
What was that?
So it's not like, you know, just millennials.
Right.
Two out of five are over 50. So it's a lot of people downsizing.
Well, see, my dad did that when he retired, though. His tiny house was an RV.
Yeah.
And he just drove around the country for a few years. So, I mean,
I know lots of people that do that. And then you dump the RV and you get back to your condo or whatever.
Right.
Tiny home owners are twice as likely to have an advanced degree and earn about $478 a year more than the average American.
Wow.
Huh.
Well,
there's some really weird stuff.
Stats on your tiny home.
Huh. Yeah, tiny houses may cost less overall, but cost more per square foot. So, there's some really interesting stuff.
Yeah, but you're going to save that on your utilities and all that other stuff, I guess, then too, because that's, you know, it's all included.
Well, you could light the whole thing with two LED bulbs, one in the front, one in the back. I mean,
yeah, two 9-watt LED bulbs, you got the whole thing glowing like a Christmas tree. Yeah.
No, I mean, it's funny. I mean, yesterday I built the house in the computer and, you know, to issue POs to build the house.
Right.
The house, the construction cost is $2.6 million.
Ugh. Jeez.
So I press a button, you know, I get home from work last night, I go, yeah, I spent $2.5 million today. You know, just press the button, man. $2.6 million in purchase orders going out. I mean, it's crazy some of the stuff we play with. And then you look at these things and you go, I don't know. It's like the other end of the spectrum. And
right.
It's fun.
Well, okay. So it doesn't matter what size your house is, but think about what rooms do you use all the time?
Mm-hmm.
And do you need all that other space? You know?
I only need a 2-bedroom house because I sleep in one and I do the radio show in the other.
Yeah. See, and I need an 8-car garage with a little bedroom and a kitchenette off to the side. And I'm fine.
Yep, that's what we're drawing right now. I'm going to build me. That's exactly what build me. Like four bay garage or two deep, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Because I bought a big high lot. I'm going to have a basement in Florida.
Ooh, look, check you out. You're fancy.
Yeah. Fancy that.
And basement under the garage then too, so that way you can one unit could be an elevator.
The garage will be the basement. No, the garage will be the basement.
Oh, okay, got it.
Or the lower level.
Got it. Cool. So then you're just going to live above the garage then.
Well, the first floor will be at street level.
Yeah.
And then the second floor with the widow's walk, hopefully, so that I could look out over the bay.
Oh. You going to sit at the dock?
Yeah. Wasting time.
Oh, you guys are so funny.
Put the ball on the tee. We're going to swing.
Yep.
You got it.
Yep, put it out there.
See, and if we had sonar paying attention to us.
I was going
to
say, should we see if it's so speaking of Flex Steel.
Nope, he's not there.
Twice.
Yeah, no, he's not paying attention at all.
All right.
Cool.
Enough about my tiny homes for now, because next hour we'll go more back into that. So you want to talk your myths now?
Yeah, we got Randy Jones coming on from Tiny Homes, and he builds those things down in the Tennessee, I think. And then all of them seem to be on wheels from what I could tell.
Yeah, that's what I...
So I got to ask him if he does any permanently, like, secured ones or if they all have to be on wheels.
But those, the interiors of the ones that are on his site, some of them are gorgeous.
Yes. Very. I mean,
no, they're definitely nice looking. And you can tell, like, they had the group photo of all the people that worked there. I mean, it definitely looked like, you know, some decent craftsmen doing the work.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like I said in the beginning of that show, I don't know if I could live. I mean, I love my wife,
couldn't.
But 400 square feet.
I couldn't.
400 square feet, so that's.
Hey, hon, would you get me a beer? Get off your ass. Get it yourself. It's all the way over there. You know?
Just stretch your arm.
It's 4 feet. I could reach that thing almost.
What is it? Four or five sheets of plywood.
Put wheels on all my chairs.
Yeah. It's 4 or 5 sheets of plywood, something like that. That's it. That's the whole place.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. But I saw.
And it's bad when you got to design your house to fit in a one-lane road.
Yeah, but you know, now they got the slide outs, dude. So
yeah,
you know, they're doing them with 2-story, so you know, it's they're rocking.
I've got a really cool video game if you wanted to try out your house.
Yeah, what is that?
Yeah, it's called House Flipper. You just make a small
tiny
box.
House on a dime.
Mr. Flex Seal is back.
Exactly.
we dropped it on you again.
Yeah, we dropped it. You missed it.
And you still didn't do it.
Man.
See?
I'm off my game today.
Yeah, you are.
You are.
You're distracted.
Yeah, I'm just going to stop teaching forever.
There you go. There you go. See, we got it. We just got to keep you sucked into us right over here.
Yeah.
So you're paying attention. That's it. That's right. Mimi.
Snap, snap.
Hey, over here.
I'm so broke, I can't pay attention.
There you go. Did you see today's comment?
No.
Marble is a valuable building material and should not be taken for granted.
Ah, there you go. Is that's what you put up on
that was
the Facebook?
Today's tagline.
On the Facebook lead. Yep.
On the Facebook. Excellent. See, Sonar, you're on it, brother. You're there. You're there.
That's spinning plates. Just spinning plates.
All right. Hey, you know, we got Clutter Clarity coming up next. Mimi's going to give it a shot. All right.
I will.
The Anti-Robbie 2 coming up next. You're listening to...
This is Mighty House.
Mighty House will return.
You see this hammer in my hand?
Yeah, I'm going to find that stud finder. What does it look like?
And a level.
What is a level?
Don't you know what a level is?
Yeah, it's something you advance to in a video game.
It's Mighty House. Call Mighty House now at 847-475-1590 and get all your answers from the experts.
This is Mighty House.
We're broadcasting worldwide and live at MightyHouse.net, TuneIn.com. We're also on the Gab Radio Network. Just look for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. Podcasts and previous shows available at MightyHouse.net, Stitcher, iTunes, SoundCloud, and on HomeImprovementUSA.com. Find links to all of them at MightyHouse.net. You can follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show, and our Twitter handle is at Mighty House. And you can give us a call on the Mr. Floor helpline. It's 877-711-5611. You'll have a chance to win your choice of Mr. Floor cleaning products. They're all non-toxic and environmentally safe. And you can learn more at MrFloor.com. And if somebody wanted to sign up for the newsletter, Rich, how can they do that?
Go to MightyHouse.net. Click on the contacts page. First, last name, email address. Click on submit. Boom, done. Every week, you'll get an email on Friday letting you know what's going to be on the show. Saturday, probably, mm-hmm. possibly.
Most likely.
Uh-huh. Boom, done.
Boom. Boom, done. Just like Boom. That.
Just like that.
Excellent. All right. This is Clutter Clarity, and it's powered by Mr. Floor Cleaning Products.
Mr. Floor.
Yeah, Mr. Floor. See?
I think I know them.
You do?
Yeah.
They happen to be NARI members?
They
maybe?
Do.
See? Look at that. So Mimi's going to give this a shot and do Clutter Clarity for Robbie. Hey, this is, I'm telling you, it's big shoes.
I know. I took it very seriously.
Oh, good.
And during my show prep, I kept it very seriously. I took it very seriously.
Okay. All right, good. So let's give this a shot and see if we can get it rolling. And you got to sing, too. You know?
I know.
Oh, you got it down?
I don't know all the words.
You don't know all the words?
Covered.
Do you have a disarrangement disorder? Can't seem to get that jumbled hodgepodge pile of chaos in one place? Maybe it's time for a little disposal, a little cleanup, a little eradication, evacuation, liquidation, and purgification. Here's Mimi with a tip on how to put some neatness into your disorder. This is Clutter Clarity on Mighty House.
Save me from this prison.
Oh, see, Sonar's getting in. He's paying attention.
Lord, help me get away. Cause only you can save me now from this misery.
See, I don't know all the words. My show prep.
I've been lost in my own place, and I'm getting weary. How far is heaven? And I know that I need to change my ways of living. How far is heaven? Lord, can you tell me?
There we go.
Nice.
Wait. What I can tell you is Clutter Clarity is powered by Mr. Floor. Mr. Floor cleaning products are all non-toxic and environmentally safe, and you can learn more at MrFloor.com. Okay, now, Mimi, take it away.
Oh, the pressure.
Yes.
So, as I mentioned before, I'll say I can't compare myself with Sherry with the worst people to talk about this.
Okay.
I come from a semi-hoarder.
Oh, yeah?
Mother, yes.
Oh, okay.
We cleaned out her house after she passed away, and we rented 30 or 40, I can't remember, yard dumpsters.
Whoa.
Which doesn't include what we sold, donated, and what I kept. So
she had a really big house, is what you're saying. Really big.
It was a 3,000-square-foot ranch,
uh-huh.
And then what she did was she had the attic redone, so it was raised. Her excuse was it could be bumped out if someone bought the house and made to a livable space. But really, it was just more room for her to put
storage.
Her stuff in.
Uh-huh.
So I struggle with this. But
okay.
So my thing was, is how can I stop this from getting in my house in the first place?
Oh, so you got rid of your Amazon account?
No. I can't do that. And I have actually a funny story, but, you know.
Okay.
So we went to the shoe store to get Steve's nephews some shoes for Easter, birthday, everything. And so I just wandered along and I found two really cute shoes. And then I'm like, well, if I buy two shoes, you know, it's like whatever it was, $60.
Mm-hmm.
But if I buy a third pair on clearance, I could say I got three pairs for $70. You know, so I bought the third pair. So like I said, I'm not one to talk.
Okay, but so, Imelda, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm not that bad yet.
Okay.
So, you know, let's talk about how to not have it in your house in the first place. So we wander around the store without a list. That,
right.
You know, good place to start is to go with a list.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And when you're throwing stuff in your car right before you go to the checkout, kind of take a look and say, do I really need all this stuff? Or was it something I just saw? I actually do think about stuff, or I'll leave it there and if I forget it before I leave, that I didn't need it anyway.
It's kind of like you go to eat before you go to the grocery store.
Yes.
Don't go to the grocery store.
We do
store
that. We did that last night, actually. We went out to dinner and then went to the grocery store.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, wasn't that bad. So another thing, too, is people love to get hand-me-downs because they're free.
Mm-hmm.
Or you go on the buy-sell trade sites and there's all sorts of stuff there. But, you know, A, do you really need it?
Mm-hmm.
If you don't really need it, but it looks cool,
uh-huh.
You know, maybe think twice. I know it's hard for people who collect stuff, but
what's a collection?
That's the thing.
What constitutes a collection?
I don't know.
Value.
Oh, there you go.
So all those Beanie Babies that we all have from when was that, like the 90s, 2000s?
Yeah, the bins and bins of Beanie Babies in the attics all over this country.
They're not worth anything.
Well, that's
anything
what decreases
anymore.
Their value because, yes, there's too many of them.
Right. Yeah, I have a friend who collected them, and now she's wondering why, you know, she can't get rid of them. But so think about, I see stuff on those all the time, and I'm like, oh, it's right where I live. I could just run over there and get it. So.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of just stop it from coming in the first place. And if you have your family, like I have friends with kids, and they all want to pass on the clothes, and it's a great thing, but maybe it's not always the right season. Like, you know,
mm-hmm.
your kid, it's summer,
and
the size, you're getting it as winter stuff. So,
right.
You know, maybe don't take it in the first place. Or, you know, a lot of people say, oh, I'll just take it, and then I'll donate it, or I'll give it to someone. That doesn't happen. It ends up in a box on the shelf in the garage. Not
uh-huh.
that I know anything about that.
No.
But, So I think it's mindfulness and thinking before it comes in, and, you know, making your list, checking it twice. It's
seeing who's naughty and who's been nice.
Yeah. But that's those shoes I needed.
Of course, yeah. That third pair of shoes. You had
to
have.
I'm wearing them today. They're really cute and comfortable. Yeah.
So did you get rid of the other 70 flip-flop pairs of flip-flops you have? Or
no.
No.
What are you talking about?
No. So how many pairs of flip-flops do you have then? Do you know?
No.
I have no idea.
But I only wear like three pairs.
So all of those others you could get rid of is what you just told me, right? You could donate all those to, you know, to the Goodwill or someplace.
I do periodically go through. Yeah, right. I periodically go through my closet and I get rid of the shoes. I have like a few shoe racks in there. So they're organized usually.
Yeah.
But there was one time I had, I think, 75 pairs of shoes.
And you're not Imelda?
Not including the fancy ones for like special occasions that are up on the shelf.
That are in the box.
They don't count. Right. Yeah. So then I took a little flack about that. So I pared it down to like 50.
Okay.
Plus the fancy shoes.
Right.
And then I pared it down a little more. Well, he's probably listening, so I may be giving away the secret. But like some of them, in order to pare down, I put them in boxes and put them up because they don't count in the count.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. The boxed ones, the boxed shoes don't count. So how many pairs of shoes do you have in each box? Let's ask that question.
Just one.
Oh, just one.
Yeah,
okay.
You don't want them to get smushed.
Oh, got it.
And then the boots are off to the side.
I was thinking of,
And do those count?
Doubling them up.
Yeah, I'll count the boots.
Okay.
Yeah. But so don't bring it in the first place is the bottom line.
There you go.
End up like me with a closet full of shoes.
We'll be back with Imelda right after
this. Mighty House. Mighty House will return.